B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, Brandon Hall was spending Saturday with his family on their pontoon boat on Lake Hickory. The boat was near a bridge when he looked to see a second boat coming up quickly behind them. He said, when it got closer, I figured the pilot couldn't see us for some reason, so I started screaming at my dad and just pointing behind us. We veer off to the left last second, and the boat scraped our starboard side and kept going. And I realized there's nobody on that boat.
Oh, my God.
The boat eventually...
Ghost boat!
The boat eventually ran aground, and I've never heard of this before. It hit a house.
What?
You ever heard of a boat hitting a house before?
So was it the house right up on the shore, obviously?
Yeah, it's
and
a lake.
Launched?
Yeah, it's a lake. So I guess somehow or another,
it must have
went up over the bank, and it must have been hauling ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And it slammed into the house. No one was injured in the accident. Hall said that their pontoon boat saw minimal damage. The boat that crashed likely had the engine totaled, and he was unsure of the estimated amount of damage to the home. The driver of the boat that collided with Hall's pontoon fell off, and a Good Samaritan rescued him from the water. The driver was not wearing a life jacket and didn't attach the emergency kill switch, which would have stopped the boat once he fell off.
Yes, you're always supposed to have that, especially if you're by yourself.
If you're by yourself.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's not state law to use the kill switch, but it is highly recommended. The driver of the boat was not charged in the accident, even though they weren't. The accident left the family shaken. If you've ever been on like a Ski-Doo or
yes.
You know, a wet bike, you always have that kill switch on.
Oh, your lawnmower has, basically.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. The handle. Yeah. After last year's drug-related murder of a 21-year-old Albanian, Italian police began probing a gang of suspected drug dealers who decided to hide cocaine in Italy's boar-infested countryside. Now, hiding a stash of cocaine worth $22,000 in the woods might not have been the dumbest idea the suspected gang of drug dealers came up with, but it was certainly the least effective. A horde of wild boars ruthlessly destroyed and consumed all of their cocaine.
Oh, wow.
This violent reclamation by Mother Nature was discovered after police wiretapped members of the gang and overheard them complaining about the damage to their product. Arresting the three Albanian suspects and one Italian suspect thereafter.
Is that boar doing the saber dance?
Was rather he's a little hopped up. The animals ripped into a sealed package of cocaine and proceeded to litter the nearby woodlands and also consume the powdery contents.
Look at that. Look at that fella go.
The drugs originally came from Perugia before being hidden in the Tuscan forest.
Perugia?
I guess so. After being peddled around, or maybe Perugia. I don't know how you pronounce it.
It's Perugia.
The gang had been quite prolific before the arrest, selling 2 kilos per month between $90 and $120 per gram.
I wonder if wild boar would do, because, you know, pigs will eat. They'll eat flesh. They'll
eat,
they'll eat
anything.
Yeah. So I wonder if they would do as well because they're in the swine, right? They're the swine family, yeah.
Meanwhile, what happened to the animals remains unknown. Wild boars have been increasingly spotted.
They've gone to Colombia.
In Italy's countryside. The list of complainants have previously been comprised of motorists and farmers, but it's presumably safe to say that at least four drug dealers now firmly share their sentiments. The situation has gotten so bad, farmers protested in Rome this month, demanding the government take action against the encroaching animals. Vehicular accidents as well as damage to farmlands have apparently become too much to handle for individual citizens with the boars.
Yeah.
It's not clear if this is more or less alarming than human intruders would be, but last Tuesday, a woman in Fort Myers, Florida, heard pounding on her door at 6:45 a.m., and she discovered two alligators, each about 7 feet in length, fighting right outside her front door.
Yeah, it's pretty wild footage.
Yeah, they're huge. She also saw one of the alligator's snouts pinned to the glass window and door, and the other a distance away with its jaws open. She got scared when one alligator clamped its jaws on the body of the other and pinned it to a wall. She said about 20 minutes later, the alligators left her front yard. She said they made a mess on the front door. And an expert says that the gators in the video taken by the homeowner are exhibiting a typical reaction to being in a somewhat confined space.
Well, one thing though, when you see them, they start to face off. They do hiss when they, you know, when they face off against each other, and then, but it wasn't. It wasn't like a. Like a protracted, you know, fight. It didn't go on forever. It just, they it's more squaring off.
It was kind of slow. Yeah. They weren't scrapping really hard.
It wasn't like Rocky II.
One grabbed the other one pretty bad. All right. And then one more story. This is one way to make sure that people stay far away. Romanian shoemaker has created a shoe that is size 75.
75?
Creator Grigori Lup tells Reuters that as social distancing measures have begun to ease across Europe, he's noticed people are not practicing social distancing as they should be. And the idea...
Yes, this is Caitlyn Jenner. Do you offer free shipping?
For the shoe was born. He told Reuters if two people wearing these shoes were facing each other, they would be almost 1.5 meters or nearly 5 feet between them. He's already received 5 orders for the shoes, which cost $115 per pair. So... Okay.
That's actually right. Pretty cheap. $115 bucks per pair. Yeah.
Jordans cost more than that.
Way more than that. You're right.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A woman who dreamed of having bigger breasts as a teenager has revealed how two botched cosmetic surgery operations left her with implants that flipped inside of her body, shattering her confidence.
Was it around to the back?
No, they kind of flipped inside there, but it's there's a twist to this.
All right.
Tia, who is from League City, Texas, was just 18 when she began considering a breast augmentation after working in the fitness industry as a model, left her feeling insecure about her chest size. However, when a friend suggested a good doctor... Tia had no idea that her cosmetic surgeon was actually a dentist.
Oh, man. I was going to joke and say that. You've got to be kidding me. And he conducted the breast augmentation surgery?
Yep. She asked him...
How hard could it be?
To increase her chest to a D cup. Although her first surgery went well, she ended up with only a C cup and decided to go under the knife again.
Do you want your breasts whitened?
That has seen her living with ugly breasts for 16 years. And I saw pictures of they're terrible.
Well, in the dentist's defense, no gingivitis.
One of my model friends, she said, referred to me to a guy, and her breasts looked awesome. He was a dentist, but I thought he was a doctor. While Tia was happy with the initial results from the dentist's work, she explained that she still wanted breasts that were closer together, but he refused to perform any more surgery. After some research, she found another doctor she liked, not realizing he didn't have a license to perform such surgery.
He was a podiatrist.
When she came around from the surgery, she found that instead of 500 cc implants, she had 1,000 cc implants in her breast.
Oh my God. This really comes down to being able to use Google.
And he had put the implant on top of the muscle, something top surgeons don't recommend. Problems occurred quickly, and she said, I started getting rippling, and the implants did backflips inside my boobs. T admitted to the production crew of the show Botched, which she was on.
Which is a bizarrely fascinating show.
That she was too embarrassed to leave the house while her breast settled ahead of her surgery. After an initial procedure to fill Tia's breast with air to judge what size, what would suit her body's frame, the surgeon pushed ahead with the corrective operation. Her new breasts have finally given Tia her confidence back. But she warned others against choosing a rogue surgeon
or a dentist
to perform body changing surgery.
At that point, did she have to floss her breasts?
I don't know what ended up being the result of that. A troop of ordinarily raucous monkeys stunned onlookers as they were pictured practicing perfect social distancing in the coronavirus pandemic.
We're just months away from Planet of the Apes.
The red-faced macaques were snapped, lined up in neat rows feeding in a feeding session on an empty road in India.
Monkeys, ho!
Indian Union...
Red left, ho!
Indian Union Minister Kiran Rijiju took to Twitter to share a picture of the primates.
I am a monkey with an orange ass. Stand backward, pass some gas.
Primates feasting on watermelon. Instead of fighting with each other, the known urban scavengers sat in two straight rows across an empty road.
Does that not disturb you to
some
extent?
It does a little bit, yeah.
They're stealing vials of blood, you last reported.
Yep.
Of COVID-19 samples of blood.
Yeah.
And they're lining up.
So many things from movies have started to come true that it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm looking for signs that indicate Short Circuit 2 is a harbinger of what's to come.
They were at an even distance away from one another,
wow,
by the way, as they sat in these rows. The minister said that they embodied the principles of social distancing that World Health Authorities are advocating to combat the spread of coronavirus. A local offers bananas and watermelon slices to the polite monkeys who...
Yeah.
Look to be waiting their turn.
Stay on the good side.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, hey.
A naked man stole an ambulance Friday morning before crashing the emergency vehicle into a cultural center about a block later.
Goddamn culture.
Medical personnel were in the West End when they came across a man believed to be on meth and needing help.
Meth is clearly a drug that makes you want to be naked.
Yeah. When they stopped their ambulance and got out, the man, who was not dressed, managed to get in the ambulance and drive away. The driver then crashed the vehicle into the wall of the Portuguese Cultural Center.
That's probably why meth makes you lose your teeth so you eat less and look good naked. Right?
Nature always has a reason.
Nature finds a way.
Yeah. The man threatened paramedics, who then pressed their emergency button to call police. Very shortly after that, the ambulance was stolen and crashed. The man is recovering and getting help after the incident. All right, sometimes consistency does pay off. A man from Queensland, Australia, told officials that he purchased a lottery ticket for the May 30th Saturday Gold Lotto drawing that had the same numbers he's been using to play lottery games for nearly 40 years. He just keeps playing the same numbers over and over and over.
One of these days.
And they finally hit.
Ticket. Boy, how much?
The ticket won him $341,000.
Okay, that's good.
He's probably spent that much over 40 years.
Yeah, but just the fun of fritting away $900,000.
He said that he and his wife, who both recently retired, will likely use the money to buy a new home.
Or eat.
And to go on vacation when things return to normal in the world.
Good news, you don't have to go to that dentist for the breast augmentation.
All right, and then we'll wrap it up with one more story. A black bear roaming around a Florida city proved no match for donuts that lured the animal into a humane trap. The Fort Myers News Press reports that the juvenile 250-pound bear...
Fix the Dunkachino machine.
I spent it. Spent a good chunk of Tuesday morning meandering around the Gulf Coast city. Wildlife officials say bears tend to move more in the spring in search of mates and always find food.
Do you ever see the footage of the bears standing in the river as the donuts spawn?
Oh,
it's just amazing.
It's an incredible display of what these creatures can do. In such a congested area, tranquilizing the bear wasn't an option. The Conservation Commission officer, Adam Brown, said that the drugs don't always work immediately on large animals such as bears.
Is that the best you got?
He said, when we use a tranquilizer, the bear sometimes will just run away, and we didn't want to take any chance of it running into traffic or into a residential area.
Alanis Morissette.
So instead, officers turned to donuts and some blueberry pie-scented spray in a trap, and that did the trick.
When you've been camping and you've done the thing of having to keep your food at a distance from your campsite, correct?
Yes, correct.
Because their sense of smell, especially for things like that, for baked goods and that's stuff they go nuts for.
Yeah. Brown said that the bear was relocated to a state-managed wildlife area. Authorities estimate there are about 4,000 black bears in Florida.
Dog, the bear.
And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.